originally, when we started doing the album, of course, they had the rights to the hulls. So there was us and a few other little boat builders who could finish them off cheaper than what they could finish them off. And that's how we really started on Albacore. Before that, we did a few enterprises and other dinghies. Albacore was the main thing. Once we got going with Albacore, I don't know how many for sure we did, but we...
Where do they get their sails and rigging?
Well, the masts... Originally, the masts were wood, and we used to make the masts. And the rigging would be from Spencer's at Cowes. They were rigging merchants. They did a lot of rigging for all sorts of different boats. Big boats as well as little ones. Ratsies were always the best sails in the old days because they would make them big enough. You see, the sails are measured, they have to be, I think it was 25 square meters on the, I don't know, that sounds a lot. I can't remember exactly what it was, but they have to be within so many meters. And Ratsies were the only ones that would make them to full size. All the other little boat sail makers would make them smaller because they were afraid they were going to stretch, because they do stretch, especially when there was cotton, when it was still cotton when we was first doing these things. And cotton sails stretch like blazes. When they changed to Terlin sails, the story is that I always had to have a fairly new boat to try and advertise it, because being on the island, you've got to advertise somehow. When I used to go round to the championships with my new boat, and I used to have to change the boat every 2 years to try and, because there's always little bits you can make different, and you hope you're improving it. You see, the sails could be from any sail maker, for long as it conformed to the rules. And some sail makers sort of specialised in them. In the early days, it was Lucas at Portsmouth that made quite a lot of albacore sails. But Ratsies were the only ones that would make them full size. All the other small sail makers in those days were frightened they were going to stretch oversize and they'd have them back to alter. So they all made them small. And Ratsies was the only ones that made them to full size. And in the end, I decided I had to have a suit of Ratsy sails because I used to go to the championships and do reasonably well. But somebody with
Ratsy sails
would always beat me. Anyway, where was I going in this? Then they changed from cotton to
Terlin.
The year previous, I'd decided to buy a set of Ratsy sails, and they were great. But of course, during the next winter, they brought in Terlin ones. And at the next championships, I still had my cotton Ratsy sails, and I was last every time. It made that much difference. The Terlin sails were so
precise, weren't they?
So, yeah, but I suppose the wind blew over them easier and pushed them along better. But I couldn't believe it, because These were special cells I'd paid quite a lot for,
and they weren't so good.
And they were no good at all.